Natalie, you've been named as part of the Nets squad. So first of all, for those that don't know, what is it?
So Nets is indoor netball, and I think even that is to describe it is quite confusing to some people. But actually, essentially, we play netball inside a netted area. Quite a fast, ferocious game, and you can actually pass the ball to your teammates off the net. So it's a version of netball that requires quite a lot of tactical application when you're playing.
The problem is, as well, I would almost imagine that you'd mention Nets to those people that were there yesterday, and they'd still have no clue what it is.
Yeah, and I think that's a huge shame. You know, it is run by England Netball, and it's a shame that we maybe don't get the recognition that we need for the sport to continue to grow. Obviously, the facilities are limited in the country, and I think that is a reason that maybe we don't get the recognition. But obviously, as a country, we are now starting to perform at really high level, and we are doing really well with the women's side going out to New Zealand 2016 and actually coming away as world champions. We're hoping that the promotion from that should start to grow slightly more, but obviously it's amazing how well the Roses are doing, but I think sometimes that can even just taint even more so people's confusion of what Nets is and get confused between the two, which obviously doesn't help the sport as such.
You got that goal, didn't you, as long before that Commonwealth. Was that a bit of an upset, or was it more a case of, you know what, we've won it, we're just going to have to get on with it and promote our sport the best way we can?
Yeah, I think it was a special time for us, and it was a special time for Taffy and Tom, the ones that have really brought Nets into this country.
Definitely.
And driven it for us, for those guys. And I think it was unfortunate still that however hard they tried to push the sport, it still wasn't getting the recognition. Getting gold was pretty amazing, but I would say it only still probably got about 10% of the footage or the coverage that it really deserved. You know, we played an intense tournament and we came out on top against other countries that have far better facilities and coverage of the sport. So I do think it's a bit of a shame. And yeah, we just push on as a squad, trying to get the recognition that I think we all believe it deserved. We just sort of tick on by ourselves and try and push the fundraising. As much as it's run by England Netball, we still unfortunately have to do a lot of the promotion ourselves.
How fresh are the memories? Pretty good?
Oh, yeah. It's still, I mean, hands down for I think everybody in that side. I mean, we still have really good relationship. We all still talk quite regularly. It's something that we all share together, and I think no one can ever take that away. You know, as someone said, as soon as you did it, no one can take that title away from you. You are world champions for life. Doesn't matter if you don't ever do it again. That is something that you can always have under your name, which is really special, and it does feel great.
Well, you named as part of the ladies for South Africa as well. So tell me a bit about that trial process.
So it was a long trial process, much longer than the one before, which has been, it's been great. But unfortunately, I ruptured my Achilles last year.
Ouch.
So it was a bit of a process and a bit of a journey for me and obviously lots of other girls that were going through things at the time. But we've been training now, or should I say trialing, over a long period of the last 5, 6, 7 months. So for me, it was a case of I did my first run with those girls after the operation. And we've been building up and finding tactical strength, conditioning. At the end of the day, we still sign a contract and we're still athletes and we still have to meet the criteria of fitness and strength and conditioning training. And that has been going on behind the scenes for quite a while now.
And we look at the rest of the team. I mean, we've got people like Caroline, Claire, Lou's back again. It's good to be going back on the journey with them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look at our squad, it is a strong squad this year. I mean, we've got Claire, who I always say she's like the glue to the squad. And for me, quite frankly, the ladies wouldn't be the same without her. And she's obviously hopefully going to be leading a really strong squad. And everybody else within the squad has been on tour before, whether that's with the ladies or under 21s. And I think from that, we're going with actually quite an experienced side. And a very strong side too.
Plenty of people to watch out for then. What about other teams?
The Kiwis always put out a really strong side, and they're going to be announcing their squads over the next couple of weeks. So that's something that we're going to keep our eyes open for. After the last tour, I think it will be the other countries maybe more so looking at the squad we're putting out.
Yeah.
obviously we were the underdogs as such last year, and as much as it's amazing to be going back, but it's going to be more of a challenge, obviously, trying to retain that title. But that's our goal.
A lot of these things, unfortunately, like you said, have to rely on kindness of others and maybe a bit of self-funding as well. So what are you going to be up to?
Yeah, I think it's a difficult thing. Obviously, as we said, it is run by England Netball, but unfortunately the finances aren't quite supporting the sport as much as we need at the moment. And for that reason, all players will be looking for sponsorship to follow them on their journey. I think at this point it's too early to say who hopefully might be supporting my journey, but it'll be something that all the players are looking to do and looking to find and looking to have.
Best of luck with it. And how can we find out more about your journey?
The best thing to do, obviously, my personal journey, I like to keep up on Twitter, and that's NatMiller13. But also, please go and follow the Net social media. It's really important for us that we get the backing. We essentially do more press releases than England Netball, because obviously at the moment it's such an important time for the Roses. It can get slightly lost. So please look out for Indoor Netball, Twitter and Facebook, and also Instagram. That'd be great.